This is a dictation for Antonio William. A-N-T, like Tom, O-N-I-O, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. The patient is being seen as a follow visit on 5/29/2025. The date of birth, 10/31/91. Date of accident, 5/23/2023. Patient Antonio William was seen last week for the first visit. For his accident, that happened on 5/23, and he was seen on the same day. The patient allegedly reported that he was involved in an automobile accident in the front seat passenger when they had just come out of service drive on Southfield Freeway and were hit by another car that didn't stop on a red light, and they were rear-ended. The impact caused the patient was restrained and was in the front seat. The impact caused her to hit into forward-backward motion with snapping the back as well as neck whiplash, and the seatbelt hurt her left chest, but there was no fracture. His left chest, as well as he had a fracture of the clavicle, and he was taken care of at Providence Hospital, where he had an X-ray done. Rib fractures were detected as well as the on the left side, as well as the left clavicle was found fractured. He also has a lot of pain in the left wrist. The pain is extremely severe and is unable to do anything, sit, walk, stand, or do any ADLs. And the knee is also hurting him a lot, so is the left shoulder. He's unable to lift his shoulder beyond 100 degrees. Pain level is reported to be 7 in the left shoulder, as well as neck, mid-back, and lower back is 6, with shooting pain to the left front leg, left front up to the ankle and involving the first and second toe. Pain in both the knees is reported. Right knee is 7, left knee is 3-4, and it's more like a tightness. The left knee become painful after walking 4-4 steps. He become short of breath due to the injury to the ribs. The fracture of the left ribs, 7, 8, 9, 10, are causing a lot of pain. Fracture of the left clavicle is causing a lot of pain. He is unable to sleep more than 1 hour or 2 hours, sometimes 3 hours. He's seeing the orthopedic surgeon tomorrow, Dr. Nicholas Bolis, at the DMC Hospital, where he'll be reviewing the fracture of the clavicle. Sorry, at the Providence Hospital, where the fracture of the clavicle and the ribs will be reviewed by him. Currently, the patient is reporting severe pain, for which he is here. Pain level is 8. ADLs are affected, 8. Patient reports no relief so far from the previous medications, and he requires a little bit more stronger medications. Overall, the ADLs, please review the charts for the ADL for system review, additional issues, and medications, substance abuse, and compliance history. Physical examination indicates the blood pressure of 119, 119 over 80, pulse 78, pulse oxygen 100%. The rest of the examination will be similar to the previous visit of 5/23/25, dictation number 0525-016. Physical examination indicates the blood pressure of 119. Diagnosis will remain the same. Plan is to provide the patient with Voltaren Gel, 3%, 100 grams, to be applied on fracture sites of the ribs as well as the shoulder and clavicle. Percocet 10 over 325 to 12 hours for 7 days is provided, 14 tablets for help with the pain. Maps have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed, new labs have been ordered. The patient seems compliant and is being followed up on a weekly interval, and he'll be seen on 30 days' time. Oh, sorry, in 7 days' time. Apologize. Otherwise, he's stable. Thank you.